News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus cases recorded in the United States surged past 504,000, according to the latest tally by Johns Hopkins University. There are approximately 1.7 million confirmed cases worldwide, with nearly 103,000 deaths. South Korea announced plans to strap tracking wristbands on people who defy quarantine orders, and Christians are urged to stay home this Easter weekend as the global coronavirus death toll passes 100,000. South Korean officials say stricter controls are required because some of the 57,000 people who are under orders to stay home have slipped out by leaving behind smartphones with tracking apps. U.S. health authorities reported more outbreaks in New York City and the surrounding region, an area with about 20 million people that accounts for more than half of the 500,000 American cases. Other hot spots are in Detroit, Louisiana, and the national capital, Washington. Worldwide, confirmed infections rose to 1.7 million, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. With warmer weather beckoning, Italians are straining against a strict lockdown to halt the coronavirus that is just now showing signs of ebbing at the end of 5 weeks of mass isolation. The official line is patient with measures that have shown success in slowing the virus's spread until there's a clear decline in the number of new cases. Still, officials have begun grappling with the question of how to manage social distancing on mass transit, reopen ordinary commerce, and relaunch manufacturing without risking another peak. The so-called phase two is being described as a cautious reopening as society continues to live alongside the virus until a vaccine can be developed, perhaps in 12 to 18 months. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Congo has been battling an Ebola outbreak that has killed thousands of people for more than 18 months, and now it must face a new scourge that is the coronavirus pandemic. Ebola has left those living in the country's east wary and fearful. Just as they were preparing to declare an end to the outbreak, a new case popped up. Now they will have to manage both threats at once. The new virus has overwhelmed some of the world's best hospital systems in Europe and ripped through communities in New York. It could spread unchecked in Congo. About 1,300 Australian travelers being kept in mandatory quarantine in Sydney ended their two-week confinement in time for the Easter Sunday holiday. They had arrived at Sydney International Airport after a government order clamped down on March 29th and were finishing their 14-day quarantine. They will undergo a final health check before they are allowed to leave their homes around the country. Police are overseeing the departures, assisted by health authorities, according to the Australian Defence Force. The father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his son should not go back to work anytime soon and that he needs to rest up. In an interview with the BBC, Stanley Johnson said that Boris would need a period of readjustment before picking up the reins again in Downing Street. The UK leader spent 3 nights in intensive care at St. Thomas's Hospital in London after his COVID-19 symptoms worsened. He was then moved back to a regular ward and is resting in what his office has described as the early phase of recovery. Johnson was diagnosed with COVID-19 2 weeks ago. First world leader confirmed they had the illness. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab is standing in for Johnson while Johnson is in the hospital. South Korean officials reported Friday that at least 91 patients thought cleared of the new coronavirus had tested positive again. Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said that the virus may have been reactivated rather than the patients being reinfected, but some authorities say it remains unclear what is behind the trend and that investigations are still underway. Some experts have suggested that false test results could also be at fault, or that the remnants of the virus could still be in patient systems but not be infectious or a danger to the host or others. A watchdog organization has found that the Treasury Department appropriately handled Congress's request for President Trump's tax returns, which Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has refused to provide. But the acting Inspector General for Treasury, Rich Delmar, also said he had no opinion on whether the advice Mnuchin followed, which came from the Justice Department attorneys, was itself well-founded. Find more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Today's show features Liberian hip-hop, Afrobeats, pop tunes from Zimbabwe and South Africa, awesome Franco-Algerian rock, and Ethiopian indie. There's also some classic 90s flavor in here, tunes that'll take you back to your younger days. And also, on a sadder note, these tunes will set us up in the right mood for my special report that honors the tragic passing of Hama Sankare. The Malian percussionist was one of the pioneering architects of the desert blues sound. His playing defined a genre and is heard on many seminal recordings, including the Grammy Award-winning album Talking Timbuktu. Song of the Week that comes in at half past the hour should bring us back around to happier vibes with Ghanaian dancehall tune African Party by Stoneboy. That is a brand new release from his new album Amlogo, due out in April. But Kwame Ofori is not going to be with me again for that because of COVID-19, of course, and our new norm of social distance reporting and DJing. I'm all isolated up here in my own home studio on my second floor, as is Kwame in his home studio, and I hope you are all listening in your own safe spaces as well. Finally, out of Nairobi, reporter Bill Odidi brings us a beautiful interview with young Kenyan singer-songwriter Olivia Ambani. That comes near the back half of the hour, and then we round out the show with one more tribute to Hama Sankare. We'll listen to one of his modern desert blues tunes from his latest and last album, Niafunke. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We're starting out in Cameroon with the sound of yesteryear, Shanna by the late Sally Nyolo. She sings for her friend Celia. At that particular hour when the twilight snails hang from the tips of trees' leaves, Cecilia sang as she gave birth. She gave birth to a shining little girl. She shines like the moon and the sun. The girl of Cecilia Kankunda sprung from love and from the mixture of races. The daughter of Nicholas and my friend Cecilia. Today I sing and dance to honor her. Today I celebrate Shana's birth. Chichilia wangwani ya jagabia. Chichilia wangwana tupa. Atupa nungwala tupa nubyano mungwana chichilia kankona. Ngawali mungwana shana hitunga majanga ya bure ya si. Mungwana Nicola mungwana chichilia mboya. Amuyu majemu mongana mungu, aburu majemu mongana mbumu, okara majemu mongana shana waliyo, shana waliyo. Amuyu majemu mongana mungu, aburu majemu mongana mbumu, okara majemu mongana shana waliyo, shana waliyo.
Shana waliyo, shana, angawali anaye.
All right, that was the late Sally Nyolo with a song dedicated to her friend's newly born baby girl, Shana. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. We move now to music of another great artist who's passed, but whose music lives on, Rachid Taha. This is Je Suis Africain, I Am African, and it's from his 16th and final album by the same title that was released posthumously 1 year after his death in 2018. Taha was a French Algerian, but expresses a proud belonging to all of Africa, North and South, and the diaspora. I'm African, he begins. I don't have rhythm in my blood. I'm an Afro-albino.
Je suis African. Africain du Nord au Sud. Et je suis Africain. Dedans comme dehors. Et je suis Africain. Et je n'ai pas le rythme dans la peau. Et je suis Africain. Un albinos afro. Africain.
That was Rachid Taha with Je Suis Africain. Hello, loves. This is Heather. It's Music Time in Africa. Let's switch up the vibe now with this incredibly creative 20-year-old singer, Divine Ukubor, a.k.a. Rima. Here's Corny.
It's your body where you give me. They make me one day do like a gonna boom. Go na go, go na go, like a go na go. I got it, you, oh, yeah, come meet my mommy, yo. It be you, oh, they ginger my body, Me, I don't go surgery. Sitting this with my body,
nice vibe. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Rima with Corny. On the other side of the continent, in Ethiopia, this is another creative young artist. His name is Dawit Sharans, and the song's called Fikir, Love. right. That was Dawit Sherrant from Addis Ababa with Fikir. That song comes off his EP, Seo, released in 2019. Okay, hello everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far and that you're all healthy and staying safe and keeping yourselves protected from this evil menace we now all know as coronavirus. Next up, a hot new release from Liberia. It was sent to me by the artist who dropped it just this past Friday, Teddy Rye. And then we'll change gears, go to Mali, and pay tribute to the desert blues legend, Hama Sankare, who lost his life, tragically but heroically, this past Sunday in a car bomb explosion. But first, let's jam with Teddy. Teddy Rye with Pray For Me.
Mama, please pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Don't make money, mama, and I say, oh. Don't make money, mama, and I say, oh. Mama, please pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. They wanna happen to me, and I say, oh. The thing that happened here, and I say, oh. Mama, please pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Don't care money, mama, and I say, oh. The thing that happened to me, and I say, oh. Come on, they want me to die. To see me in my casket before my time, oh. And they want me to die, oh. Mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama, hey, mama.
Oh, and I say,
hey, mama,
hey, mama.
And I say,
mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama,
the way that happened to me, and I say,
hey, mama,
the thing that happened to me, and I say, mama, I want you to push for me.
Pray on this something happy. Pray on this something happy, you must push for me. Pray on this something happy. Pray on this something happy.
Alhamdulillah, eh Allah. Bleaching my color to sala. Alhamdulillah, eh Allah. Bleaching my one cent to dollar.
Road to success is narrow, all kind of temptation. Temptation. But the blessing you gave me, a growing gel like plantation. Plantation.
Nangala, nangala, kleba, oh. Bleaching my color to sala. Nangala, nangala, iswa. Bleaching my
mama,
fire to
pray for me. Pray for me, pray for me.
To get money, mama, and I say, oh. To make money, mama, and I say, oh. Mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama,
you wanna have it for me, and I say,
hey, mama,
the thing
hey,
that happened to me, and I say, oh.
Mama, please pray for me.
Hey, mama, hey, mama. Hey, mama, hey,
some people get food to eat.
Abetel.
Some people get abetel to walk. Go faster.
Go faster.
Oh, you get abetel and faster. You must take the body.
You must take the body.
You get abetel and faster. You must take the body.
Take the body.
I wake up one morning. I hear in the news that tell it rather. No one shall utter. When Joseph Christo on my side.
To get our nation back on its feet, we must first get down on our knees. Our mama prayer is the only answer.
Pray for the DJ, pray for the musician, my friend. Mama, please pray for the president, pray for the reason,
pray for me.
All right, that was Teddy Rye's brand new single, Pray For Me. Okay, hi everybody. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting today from my home studio in Capitol Hill, District of Columbia. That's Washington, D.C., in case you didn't realize the D stands for District and C for Columbia. Fun fact. I'm going to present my tribute to Hama Sankare shortly, but I want to set the right mood. He was an architect of the percussion sounds of the desert blues. That's a genre of music that emerged in the 1990s with the seminal recording Talking Timbuktu, led by singer and guitarist the late Ali Farka Touré. This is one of the best tracks from that album, and you can hear Sankare's percussion, the sounds of clicks and clacks and hits and rolls on the calabash gourd all throughout the song. It's called Jarabi, which in Bambara means my love.
Mm-hmm. ma ko fente ne fere to me de fe teri le ka na furu ma ko fente ne fere to me de fe ki falle ko ka na furu ma ko fente ne fere to me de fe ikana dimi ikana kesi ikana habibo jarabi kaba.
All right. Hi, everybody. That was Jarabi by Ali Farka and featuring American guitarist Rai Cooter. The percussion was played by Alpha Usman, better known as Hama Sankare, who up until last week was alive and well, making great music, living in Bamako, his home in Mali. Then tragedy struck. I knew Hama. He had come to VOA with a desert blues band led by Mamadou Kelly and performed live sessions in the studio two times, in 2014 and then again in 2016. Both times, Chris Nolan, Hama's manager and producer, brought them to VOA, and I got to know him too. So as I caught wind of Hama's death, I called Chris right away. Here's our conversation, along with bits of music and conversation with Hama during those now precious live sessions that we did together here in Washington.
Okay, so tell me what happened with Hama Sankare. How did he die?
Last Sunday, 2 days ago, he had gone back to Niafunke, where his family lives, to vote. Then after he voted, he was in a vehicle that was going back to the city of Mopti, where he would then transfer to another vehicle to Bamako. So when they got into the vehicle in Niafunke, the vehicle got maybe 30 minutes outside of the city there, and they hit a landmine. And it was a very big landmine because I've seen pictures of the wreckage, and the vehicle was totally destroyed. So all of them were, you know, instantly killed, essentially.
How would you describe his contribution to Malian music?
He's one of the most important people who is uncredited with developing the desert blues sounds and rhythms, because he was the percussionist in the beginning with Ali Farka Touré. He had toured the world with Ali Farka. He had been, you know, from Japan to New York to everywhere.
And what kind of percussion sound is it specifically?
Well, he's credited with playing the calabash. He understood that all of the instruments of a percussion section can be created by the sound modifications of the calabash. So when like the heel of your hand hits the thing, that's the kick drum or the bass drums. If you're using the stick, that's the snare drums. And then he can slide it, or make different sounds, or like rubbing your hands on it, or somehow creating like a polyrhythmic kind of a thing.
How has his sudden death hit you on a personal level?
It's very sad for me. It's very sad because he was a really vital person. He was, you know, it's like I view it to myself. I'm aging. I aspire to be as alive as he was. He was curious, he was outgoing, and he was welcoming to everybody. He was really a great super guy. And it's a huge loss from that personal point of view. And I think anybody who knew him would agree with that. And he had a great following among the younger musicians. He was a mentor to many people. There was the song Daryl Wege. He's dancing on the side with a bunch of young dancers on the side of the riverbank. And it's a very tongue-in-cheek lyric. The lyric is like, oh, look at her. She's really dressed up. Watch out for her. She's going to be trouble. So he goes through all these qualities, and he's like, ooh, watch out. She'll be trouble. He was really like disarmingly charming. Everybody is going to say that about him.
I remember that too about him. I was always happy to see him, even though I've never really spent time talking with him in depth. I always felt so happy when I saw him.
Ebe flefo kabini sa jume.
I think also, while it's tragic, I want to say it's also heroic. And let's think of this as like what a great legend. This guy is now a legend. Look at the way he passed. Incredible. Leaving voting. Killed by a roadside bomb. What a hero's exit.
Well, that concludes my tribute to Hamas Sankare. And as they say farewell in Bambara to loved ones who pass, Alaka Hinela, Alaka Dayorosuma.
Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
All right, we have so much more great music to come, plus a beautiful feature from Nairobi that spotlights a young, new singer-songwriter, Olivia Ambani. So keep it locked right here, people. This is Bido Ceci Christelle Guedou, otherwise known as Cecime from Benin, with Je ne vois que toi. All I see is you. And it features Cameroonian crooner Mr. Leo.
Mr. Leo.
Je t'aimerai sans cesse jusqu'au dernier de mes jours. Je t'en fais la promesse, ce sera pour toujours. Dans la richesse, la pauvreté, la peine et la joie. Je te chérirai pour le meilleur et contre le pire. Je t'aimerai sans cesse jusqu'au dernier de mes jours. Je t'en fais la promesse que ce sera pour toujours. Dans la richesse, la pauvreté, la peine et la joie. Je te chérirai pour le meilleur et contre le pire. Et les autres, je les éloignerai. Qui s'appelle Messie?
Je choisirai, moi j'irai jusqu'au bout avec toi maman, oh avec toi maman. Et pour le reste de mes jours, moi je t'aimerai. Tout ce que je fais c'est pour nous, c'est ça maman, oh c'est ça maman. Ouais, même si c'est Angelina Jolie, oh, avec les poitrines comme Rihanna. Ma chérie tu me vas, je ne vois que toi. Même si elle roule dans le Lambo, dans mon cœur.
Okay, hey everybody, that was Je ne vois que toi, All I See Is You by Cecime and Mr. Leo. I'm Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to Ghana for
And this is the song of the week.
Yeah, so song of the week is African Party by Stoneboy. Now, like last week and the week before, Kwame cannot be here in person with me to present this. But we have discussed it, and we both agree that it is the bomb, especially the music video. So promise you'll get on YouTube and watch it after the show.
Oh my Kabamika, oh my Zaba, my lover. The Daba, oh, Dain Kaba, me say, oh my Kabamika, oh my Zaba, my lover. See, all of the champion, ball of them in the dance, put on a buckle up them in the air. Whoa! Bust it up, stick it up. Everybody knows that we call it shot, man, a big time baller. See, my phone need a ring, giving me the dollar. Say, from Cotonou, I enter Douala.
International.
If I want your suit, yeah, my guy, I swear they count them dollar. Come out for them with the baller. African party. Party, 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 African party, party, party. For my life I go chill. African party, 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 party. African party, party, party. For my life I go chill. Only pretty, pretty girl them alone. Money in a bank we no take no loan. Fly with the jet them, they play with the drone. Zagandeli, nobody takes my throne. Yo, yo, yo. One for me, make us spend my money.
Oh my Zaba, my lover. The Daba, oh, Dain Kaba, me say, oh my Kaba, me ka, oh my Zaba, my lover.
Party, party, party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party. For my life, I go chill. African party, party, party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party. For my life, I go chill. Everybody knows that we call it shot, man, a big time baller. See my phone need a ring, giving me the dollar. Say, from Cotonou, I enter Douala.
International.
If I want your suit, yeah, my guy, yeah, swear they count them dollar. Come out for them with the baller. African party, party, party. Party, party, party. African party, party, party. For my life, I go chill.
So that was African Party by Stoneboy, and that was, yeah, you know, Kwame's not here to finish this out, but you all know that was Song of the Week.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Tufas, and we're in LIB, and I'm logged down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well and staying safe, and also trying to enjoy your weekend. This next song is called Kona, and it's by South Africa's Shoma Josie.
It's Shoma Josie.
kwa raene ra shoma jozi.
All right, that was Shoma Josie. This is Music Time in Africa, and I've got one more song for you before we meet Olivia Ambani in Nairobi. Here's Musoja Ja Preza with Sadza Ne Muriwo.
Chandaire swana na joku magura pasi pe mutamba daigaro mukumbira chibuda munamba ungaverengera ndichapare maka nijo joji mandara chandaire swana na joku magura pasi pe mutamba daigaro mukumbira chibuda munanga ungaverengera ndichapare maka no tatsane.
From Zimbabwe with Sadza Ne Muriwo. Hey everybody, you doing okay? Cool. Well, now it's time to move over to Nairobi and get with Bill Odidi and
thank you,
Olivia Ambani.
Bill Odidi here in Nairobi in Kenya, and here is the voice of a young singer who's based here in Nairobi. Her name is Olivia Ambani.
Over and over again I say love me and then you just kill me. Leave me all standing under the reason why you always break me down. I hear you calling, but baby, I've been there before. I'm not sure I will answer. My door is closed. I'm not about to let you in. cannot remember how I fell for you? Do you not remember how you wanted me? And here we are.
It's a single from the new album The Awakening by Olivia Rambani. So, who is Olivia?
We each woke up.
So Olivia is someone who's been interested in music for quite a while. I was fortunate enough to go to schools that really encouraged the arts. So that's where I developed my interest in music. When I was in universities, when I decided to kind of develop my career further, started pursuing more songwriting and just getting experience in the industry. Then when I graduated is when I guess I went full swing into that. And I started working on my album, performing at gigs. And over the years, I've just kind of learned how to develop my craft.
Over and over again, I look at you. I feel like I wish I had known what the future is, but I guess it is called a lesson learned.
In 2012 is when I really went in deep and just decided that I really wanted to make music my career. Because I feel like before I'd been trying to figure things out, like going for auditions, trying to get signed. So I was waiting for someone to come and discover me. But then in 2012, I decided that I need to figure it out myself. So I kind of went the independent artist route. That's when I really took it super seriously. And I just asked myself, have I really been giving it 110%? And I felt like I wasn't. So then I just really became very focused. I came up with a plan. I started jamming, writing songs, had a set list, started finding a way to build my brand and get more people to know me, and just also started to learn a little bit more about the business and like how can I be successful.
I've been walking this road too long to give up right now. They say I know nothing 'cause I'm so young now, but I feel somewhere inside I'm gonna make it. So I'm gonna keep on moving on. It's gonna be alright, and it will be better than just fine. We're gonna reach the stars and believe much higher.
Better Than Just Fine was written when I was really low. Actually, I was having a jam session with a friend and we were about to be done, and I said, can we just jam one more time? And that's how Better Than Just Fine was written. And I recorded it on my phone. And yeah, and so I think it's a song that I hope has encouraged me, and I hope encourages other people to just believe that no matter how long the journey or short, like it is possible for things to get better.
They say you don't understand what it takes to make a star shine. They say you don't understand how the game's played. But I say that you are better than they ever gave.
Better Than Just Fine by Olivia Rambani. Now, Olivia was among 100 artists from around Africa chosen for a music project called Empower Africa, which was created by the Nigerian artist Mr. Easy to provide a platform for new talent to launch their careers. What was her reaction when she received the news that she was among the chosen few?
It was a shock because he was looking for 100 artists from all over Africa, and I thought, what chance do I have? Surely. By getting that, he gave us money to basically create a music video for the single, and so I picked Better Than Just Fine to create a music video for. And yeah, that just opened a whole market.
When you're giving up and no one sees the light in you, I want you to speak to yourself and step up and say, it's gonna be alright.
That is the story of Kenyan singer-songwriter Olivia Rambani. She has a very mature sound to her music, and she's definitely one to watch. That is as far as we've come for now. I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, and I'm taking you back to Heather as we listen to a little more of Olivia singing Better Than Just Fine.
I'm telling you, a champion's in town. You'll be a star. You'll be a star. Be the star that you...
Thank you, Bill. Well, we've got time for one more tune, so I'm going to play a song called Haira Al-Hawa, one more of Hama Sankare's songs from his 2019 album, Niafunke. In this song, Hama sings and plays calabash. His message, he says, what you want may not be what your children want. Don't be a bad parent. Let your children be happy.
Laila. Ilala Muhammad Rasulullah. gangati bawaya era foto cinque forza jenda onde la correrà.
Right, and that was the talented and beloved Hama Sankare. May he rest in peace. Alaka hinela, alaka dayorosuma. And with that, it's time to say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Also, a big thank you to Chris Nolan of Claremont Records for according me that interview about Hama and his death. Also, I'd like to thank Bill Odidi for his feature on Olivia Ambani in Nairobi. And to all of you, please take care of yourselves. If the coronavirus comes to your area, please take it seriously and protect yourself. I need you. I need you to be listening to my show. I love you. Even those of you who I don't know, I love you. So take care. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, which is at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time in Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news and photos and videos. Also, the feature on Hama Sankare. I did a TV piece for that. That's on my YouTube channel. So get on there and check him out. And don't forget, just get on something and say hello to me. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 20500 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you know, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.
This is VOA News. Via